My kids must think I'm 3 million years old. Did you have theme parks when you were a kid, Mom? Not only did we have theme parks, I met their dad at one. We were in line for a ride that was state-of-the-art in its day. Actors led you into a moving room with a video screen that simulated an underwater submarine dive for lost silver. The room jiggled and tilted as the ride pretended to crash into marine obstacles. The quick thinking and fast acting of the submersible's captain brought the passengers safely to land. And as for the quick thinking and fast acting of the young man sitting next to me on the ride, he immediately offered to ride with me again, and I've been wearing his wedding ring for 19 thrill-a-minute years.
Day 4. Dare to Stand Strong. Bible Story. Paul responded wisely. Acts 21:27-23:11. Bible Verse. 2 Timothy 1:7. Life Application. I can trust God to help me have self-control and honor Him with my actions.
Paul was a master at thinking quickly and acting wisely, tailoring his approach to his particular audience. In today's Bible story, the audience was a jeering crowd of Jews in Jerusalem. When Paul was taken into custody by the Roman soldiers, instead of panicking, he asked for permission to face his persecutors. Paul quickly considered the best way to address the people, in their own language, with references to his own Jewish background. His speech wasn't a tirade, it was a testimony. He explained how one moment on the Damascus Road changed his life, and for a while, the people listened. When soldiers took him to the barracks, Paul respectfully revealed the news that he was a Roman citizen, legally entitled to a trial. His action halted the beating that was about to take place. When he was presented as a prisoner to the Sanhedrin, Paul cleverly used his knowledge of their philosophical preferences to his advantage. The Pharisees firmly believed in the resurrection of the dead. The Sadducees firmly did not. The ensuing argument enabled Paul to extricate himself from his own trial. Paul's wise and self-controlled actions furthered his opportunities to share Jesus. As you prepare to teach, consider your own actions. Do people see a wise and self-controlled believer at your workplace? In a tediously long grocery line? In a room full of noisy and hyperactive children after 4 exhausting days of VBS? Ask God to help you model wisdom, patience, and self-control to the kids you teach.